funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. And good morning, everyone. Thank you. Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral. A word of welcome also to our families and friends who are following us through the television, the radio, or the internet. We gather here on this Baptism of the Lord Sunday. We thank God for having called us to be baptized in His own baptism. We ask the Lord to help us to increase our faith in this Eucharist, and for our lack of faith, we ask the Lord now for pardon and strength. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, who when Christ had been baptized in the river Jordan, and as the Holy Spirit descended upon him, solemnly declare him your beloved Son, grant that your children by adoption, reborn of water and the Holy Spirit, may always be well-pleasing to you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one with whom I am pleased, upon whom I have put my spirit. He shall bring forth justice to the nations, not crying out, not shouting, not making his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he shall not break, and a smoldering wick he shall not quench, until he establishes justice on the earth. The coastlands will wait for his teaching. I, the Lord, have called you for the victory of justice. I have grasped you by your hand. I formed you and set you as a covenant of the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring prisoners from confinement, and from the dungeon, those who live in darkness. The word of the Lord.
Majesty and glory, robed in light as with a cloak. You have spread out the heavens like a tent cloth. Oh, bless the Lord, my soul. You have constructed your palace upon the water. You make the clouds your chariot, you travel on the wings of the wind. You make the winds your messengers, and flaming fire your ministers. Oh, bless the Lord, my soul. How manifold are your works, O Lord! In wisdom you have wrought them all. The earth is full of your creatures. The sea also is great and wide, in which are scores without number of living things, both small and great. look to you to give them food in due time. When you give it to them, they gather it. They are filled with good things. Oh, bless the Lord, my soul. If you take away their breath, they perish and return to the dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. Oh, bless thy Lord, my soul.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter proceeded to speak to those gathered in the house of Cornelius, saying, "In truth, I see that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, whoever fears him and acts uprightly is acceptable to him. You know the word he sent to the Israelites, as he proclaimed peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all, what happened all over Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good and healing all those oppressed by the devil, for God was with him." The word of the Lord.
With you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. John answered them all, saying, "I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." After all the people had been baptized, and Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, heaven was opened and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you, I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning. This morning's portion of St. Luke's Gospel is taken from the third chapter of that Gospel, and it follows the what's called infancy narratives of both John the Baptist and Jesus. And so it was only last week, if you remember, that the Magi were visiting that infant in a manger, and several weeks before that we celebrated the birth of our Lord. And then here we are all of a sudden today. Jesus is a 30-year-old grown man. You know, what a jump. Initially, when we hear of the baptism of the Lord, sometimes we think in terms of what we know about baptism today, especially of babies. The young baby is brought by its parents to the church for baptism. However, as we know, Jesus's baptism does not follow the rules of today's church, nor are we following a chronology of his life. See, the story of Jesus, and I'm sure you all know this, prior to the written word, was passed down by word of mouth, what's called oral tradition. And that oral tradition of the story of our Lord usually began with the resurrection event and not his birth in Bethlehem. Why? Because you and I are resurrection people. And as St. Paul says, without the resurrection, we have an empty faith. But let's not get ahead of ourselves, because Easter Sunday is not until April. But back to the baptism event that we're celebrating today of Jesus. Jesus, with this event in his life, begins his public ministry. And the majority of the Gospels are, in fact, about our Lord's three-year public ministry. And even the Gospel of St. Mark starts with Jesus' public ministry and doesn't even mention his birth. See, these infancy narratives and the comments about Jesus being brought to the temple and being lost when he was about 12 years old didn't come about until later on, when the editing of the written form came into being. They wanted to give the story of Jesus and his ministry some kind of continuity to truly show who Jesus was, and that he came into the world through a woman and became man through a woman in the humblest surroundings. And so back to his baptism that we commemorate today. As mentioned before, this begins the 3 years of Jesus's preaching, his healing, and his saving. And it may seem strange to some of us that he waited so long. I mean, he lived 30 years. He waited so long to begin this public life, his public ministry. But it was common during Jesus's time that one had to be at least 30 years old, even before he became a priest, or anyone who could command any type of authoritative voice in the community at that time. And also the Gospel today, this passage, also begins again with that larger-than-life figure, John the Baptist. And as we know and we've heard, John was the herald of Jesus. He was the herald of the Messiah, who was born to announce the coming of the Christ into the world. And John's preaching, as we heard, gave the people of Jerusalem and Judea, gave them hope. And as we read in Sacred Scripture today, they were filled with expectations. And because of this, they wanted to know whether John himself was the actual Messiah. And naturally, John confesses that he himself wasn't anywhere close to being that Messiah. And he answers them, you know, if you look at it real closely, with three main points: that number one, he wasn't worthy to even tie the shoes of the Christ. Secondly, his baptism was a different kind of baptism than the Messiah's. And third, that Christ, the Messiah, would bring judgment to all in the world. And John explains that his own baptism was simply a a symbol for repentance, a repentance that one had already done, but that the Messiah, the one who was coming, would bring the Holy Spirit in fire to his people. This Holy Spirit in fire was seen later after his three-year ministry and his death and resurrection, and after his ascension. It came on Pentecost Sunday, if you remember. This fire came down in tongues and descended on the apostles, and they received it, and they received the Holy Spirit, and they were empowered with vigor. And then they were able to proclaim this gospel, this good news to others with strength and charisma. And this fire also may be a symbol for judgment, as we heard John the Baptist say before, that the Messiah would separate the wheat from the chaff, and the chaff would be burned. And so Jesus is then baptized in today's gospel. He's baptized after he went to pray. He was baptized. And then we heard the heavens open. And Luke says in his gospel that the Spirit came down on Jesus in the form of a bird. This image is a unique image, this dove, this bird. It's a unique image and one that doesn't appear in the Old Testament in the Hebrew scriptures. It's decidedly a Christian symbol. So we know nowadays that the dove represents the Holy Spirit. And I think St. Luke mentions the dove to honestly let his readers know that this was a real physical experience, that one that really couldn't be denied because it was seen by all. And we see this kind of witness later on in the gospel, this same sort of thing after Jesus' resurrection, you know, the comments about Jesus seen eating and drinking and being touched. You know, it wasn't a ghost, it was a real person. Well, we know, quite frankly, that our Lord didn't need to be baptized. And so this baptism of our Lord is a pivotal event in his life. It's a springboard and jumpstarts his public ministry. And so Jesus, this time in his life is very pivotal. And so how is this story, when we think about it, how is this story of Jesus' baptism relevant in our own lives? Well, how about it? How has our own baptism affected each and every one of us? Probably most of us never give this a second thought. Many of us, not all, but many of us received this first sacrament of our initiation into the church when we were infants. We were little babies. Our parents brought us to the church and we were baptized. But the life of a disciple, which we all are, must be modeled and molded after Jesus Christ. Being a faithful Catholic involves more than just getting, as I call it, sacramentally zapped at key milestones in our life. Now, this holds true not only for us who are cradle Catholics, but for those who were received into the church as adults. So again, we know Jesus was baptized and how this event jump-started his life. But we were also baptized. And so we should ask ourselves this question, this very important question. What were the effects of this sacrament on our own lives? I think these effects, I think there's four major ones. I think they can be classified, you know, four different ways. Those being rebirth, initiation, consecration, or commitment and empowerment. Those four. Three of these I believe to be kind of passive. Rebirth, initiation, and empowerment are those effects of our baptism that are given to us by God. But our commitment is the active effect of our baptism. Our commitment is what we give back. What we give back to God, what we give back to God's holy church here. So let's look at these four very briefly and talk about them. The first one, rebirth, being reborn. We are reborn by water and the Holy Spirit and become sons and daughters of God in a very, very special way. We're initiated. We're initiated and admitted into a community of children of God. We're initiated into a faith community of believers, just like us. Our consecration. Our consecration is our commitment to spread God's kingdom and to be His servants with our whole lives. And finally, we're empowered by the Holy Spirit and we're equipped. We're equipped with the moral strength to know right from wrong and to say no to evil and to truly live as God's children that we've all become. We've become new creations in Christ. So those four effects, rebirth, initiation, commitment, and empowerment, those four words, the first letter of each one spells out RICE, R-I-C-E. So every time you think of baptism, whether it be your own or someone else, or if you're attending a baptism, think of this acronym of RICE and what it stands for. And if these four effects, rebirth, initiation, commitment, and empowerment, if these four effects, I think the C part of this, which stands for our act of commitment, is probably at this point the most important in our lives. In other words, we've been reborn, we've been initiated, we've been empowered. Okay, so now what are we going to do with it? See, our sacraments, including our initiation, our first sacrament, including baptism, will only be on fire within us if we ourselves become active participants. And so I asked you this week to, if you have some time, spend some quiet time and just ask yourself, okay, in prayer, if you do your morning prayers, just ask yourself and be honest, how can I better live out my baptismal commitment? And it doesn't have to be anything real great. It may start with something real small. And sometimes the real small things are not that easy to do. Sometimes they're the hardest. But something real small, like having a kind word for someone you've disagreed with. It could have been someone you disagreed with years ago or just recently. But sometimes that's tough to do. We don't want to give whatever it is up that we think we need to hold on to. So start with something real small. Have a kind word for someone you've disagreed with. And I ask you to please pray about it. And then put it into action. And don't worry about it being too small or too insignificant. For you see, it may be small in your eyes. And it may be small in the world's eyes. But it's not small in the eyes of God. May Almighty God bless you. And may He give you strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We are initiated through our baptism into the families of God, called to be disciples, and commissioned for the kingdom of God. Let us now pray for those who are in need.
For the church, that we may grow in holiness as baptized members of Christ's body, living temperately, justly, and devoutly, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all Christians, as we begin the week of prayer for Christian unity later this week, may we acknowledge our common baptism and find ways to work together as one body in Christ. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who prepare adults for baptism and those who work with parents preparing for the baptism of their children, that they may be blessed in passing on their faith and wisdom to eager learners, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Especially for those who are homeless or who cannot afford to adequately heat their homes, that they may be kept safe and warm all winter, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and loved ones, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the special intentions of the Cathedral Bulletin sponsors, and for the eternal repose of the souls of Reverend William Goff and Israel Milo Garcia, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Now, my dear friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. Lord God of love and mercy, we are the flock you have gathered, the ones you lead with care. Hear these prayers we offer on behalf of all our brothers and sisters, and grant them through Christ our Lord. Amen. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
Accept, O Lord, the offerings we have brought to honor the revealing of your beloved Son, so that the oblation of your faithful may be transformed into the sacrifice of him who willed in his compassion to wash away the sins of the world, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for in the waters of the Jordan, you reveal with signs and wonders a new baptism, so that through the voice that came down from heaven, we might come to believe in your word dwelling among us. And by the Spirit's descending in the likeness of a dove, we might know that Christ your servant has been anointed with the oil of gladness and sent to bring the good news to the poor. And so, with the powers of heaven, we worship you constantly on earth, and before your majesty, without end, we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose we celebrate this mystery. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercessions in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world, and be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the praise of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom, that we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grants peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grants her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.